Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 18, Breathed by God. I want you to hear this. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work. All scripture breathed out by God. Sit with that for a moment. Human hands held the pen. Real men with real struggles, real doubts, real limitations. But the breath that moved those hands came from somewhere else entirely. God exhaled, and the words took shape on the page. So when scripture speaks, it is not merely an old book speaking. Heaven is speaking. The God who made you is leaning in close and saying, this is for you, right now, today, and not just the parts that comfort you, not just the psalms you reach for when everything falls apart, not just the promises you underlined in your favorite color, all of it, even the pages you tend to skip, even the chapters that feel dry or distant or impossible to apply. His voice is there too. You don't get to decide which parts are breathed out. God already settled that. All of it is. And Paul says, it is profitable. And he means that word precisely. Profitable in four very specific ways. For teaching, it shapes your mind, forms what you believe, changes how you see the world and the people in it. For reproof, it confronts what is crooked, what you've been avoiding, what you hoped no one would notice. For correction, it doesn't leave you stranded in your error. It sets your feet back on the road. And for training in righteousness, day after day, steadily and patiently, it is building your character, making you the person God had in mind before you drew your first breath. Now, when scripture confronts you, and it will, don't hear that as rejection. Don't hear God pulling away. Hear a Father who loves you too much to let you keep walking in the wrong direction. It's a hand on your shoulder, firm and kind, saying, not that way, son, this way. Correction is kindness. It always has been. And what is the whole point? Paul is clear, that you may be fully equipped for every good work. Not that you'd fill a notebook, not that you'd win a Bible trivia contest, but that you'd be ready, a servant who is prepared when the moment comes. Because the good works aren't waiting for the perfect day. They are already in your day today, in the people you are about to meet, in the choice you will face before noon, in the moment that seems small, but in God's hands is anything but. So here is what I want you to do today. And do it before breakfast. Read one chapter, just one, and before you close the book, write one sentence. One sentence. Today, this is teaching me, correcting me, or training me to. Finish it in your own words, from your own life. Let the breath of God reach you before the noise of the world reaches your door. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.